You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with James Millman, Paddy Aspel and Rory Delaghi in the studio. We've got a Sunday of jumping on the domestic front. Perth, Southwell and Stratford is what we're going to focus on, so do join the guys for that on Sunday. Right now, my name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Paddy Aspel. How are you, Paddy?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Mark. All good. Just enjoyed watching the July Cup at Newmarket, good race, and I thought serious bit of place, and I know he had five runners, Aidan O'Brien, but serious bit of place and race planning to drop US Navy flag back to this sort of trip, and I thought he was a very convincing winner, and you know, he was chased home by the right horse in Brando, and there was no fluke about it. It was a real good performance.
Yeah, he's done really well out in front there. He stuck to his task really well, US Navy flag. I think I agree with you, the fact that he dropped back to sprinting there. He was a little bit unconsidered in the market, probably because of that, or much bigger than what you could have put him in there on his best form. He's gone on to score. Brando has run a great race in second there, and Aidan O'Brien had a 1-3 in the end as well, because Fleet Review finished there at a big price, so he's got the race pretty much bob on with his runs.
Yeah, first, third and fifth. Sioux Nation was fifth also. So, I mean, I suppose the most interesting thing is that, you know, Ryan was happy to ride him. So they obviously thought he had some sort of chance. But, you know, he's won by a length and three quarters. You know, a horse dropping back to 6 furlongs, considering, you know, he was second in a 2,000 guineas up the Curragh. You know, obviously over a mile, having gone a hell of a good gallop. So, you know, he's just got an awful lot of natural ability, this horse. But it just wasn't quite working out for him over a mile. And he was just feeling the pinch at this top level and not able to get his head in front. So I thought it was a serious move by Aidan O'Brien. And, I mean, he ended up returning at 8-1. So I suppose, yeah, when you say relatively unfancy, but really for a horse who hadn't won this year and, you know, had one or two very disappointing runs, he was probably, you know, round about where he should have been. But I was just pleased with the fact that, you know, course specialist Brando, who has been trained specifically with this race in mind, has chased him home, because the third was a 50-1 shot. The Sir Dancelot had a good year. David Ellsworth, he was fourth. Sioux Nation was fifth, 18-1. Dreamfield was back in sixth. But I mean, all the action happened the far side. There was nothing really featured at all this side, but no, very, very good bit of training, and hats off to Aidan O'Brien once again.
Yeah, he was, of course, champion 2-year-old in Europe last year, US Navy flag. He's back to winning ways as a 3-year-old, and in emphatic style as well, wins the Group 1 July Cup at Newmarket on Saturday. What do you make of the favourite, by the way? I suppose we should mention Blue Point, given that he obviously won the King's Stand at Royal Ascot and was nowhere near really today.
No, ended up 7th, but like you say, never really involved. There was several horses, Ektidar, never involved. You know, sort of at some point in a race, you like to see a horse at least loom with a challenge or some sort of winning manoeuvre. But yeah, it was you know, it was full of a race full of horses that never featured, to be honest. And I suppose the one thing we could take from the race was that it was evenly run. We did have a bit of a delay down at the start, which won't have helped some horses, but you know, even another point you could make about US Navy flag is, you know, yeah, the mile's been pinching him, but he's had some very hard races over the mile, you know, where they've been making an awful lot of use of him. Like the mile was really no problem for him. So really, for him to drop back to this sort of trip, show the pace he has and win as well as he did, having had some tough races at the top level, just shows how tough this horse is, you know.
Tough performance from a tough horse, US Navy flag then. Obviously, we're recording this middle of Saturday afternoon, middle of Super Saturday as well. An absolute abundance of top-class racing during this particular Saturday. Anything else stand out to you on the day?
There was some decent racing at Chess. A lot of small fields, obviously. We've still got very, very firm ground. But even up over at York, that earlier sprint, it was an intriguing race, really, because although we only had there was only seven or eight runners. There was so much pace in the race. I really think that Mr. Lupton jumped out off the page at me. And me and Andrew Mount, who was in studio with me today, we went to try and get the forecast with Mr. Lupton and Muthmere. And we got that. I think it had been the reversal if Muthmere hadn't completely blown the start. I mean, in a race of this nature, with so much pace, you literally cannot give one stride away, and he's completely blown it, and to actually finish as close as he did, probably one, showed the early pace that was involved in the race, and two, it does enhance the performance. But I thought that Brian Smarthorse also ran a hell of a good race, because he was right on the business end all the way, and he's kept Mr. Lupton honest right to the line. And but Mr. Lupton, he likes it round York, he knows how to win. But, you know, things dropped just as we thought they might do, and it was a good result for us in the studio.
Yeah, does better at York, arguably, than anywhere else, Mr. Lupton. So that's a little bit of a look back at Saturday's action, but we must move on. Let's get a look ahead to some of Sunday's stuff. Paddy's got a couple of races at Perth where he has an opinion for us, starting in the 3:35, which is a two-mile handicap chase. What's got your eye in there, Paddy?
I went for the Rose Dobbin horse here, Honourable Gent. He was one part of a treble that the stable had a few weeks ago, and I mean, he's a very, very talented horse, this, but obviously he's had his issues over the years, because he hasn't had an awful lot of runs, to be honest. Tomorrow will be his, well, it'll be his 23rd start, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's a 10-year-old, so he's obviously been difficult to train, but has an awful lot of ability. And he used to be a very, very free-going horse, very difficult to settle, and therefore he was difficult to catch right. But nowadays he seems to have grown up a little bit, and he's a lot easier to manage, a lot easier to ride. And he showed that the last day, relaxed. He jumped well, but at the same time he travelled well, and he absolutely bolted up, to be honest. Obviously the handicapper has had his say, but he's got a real liking for Perth, and he's a proper two-miler, and this is a deeper race than what he won the last day. But I think if shown no ill effects for that run 22 days ago, I think he's got an outstanding chance here, and he could give the Dobbin team, who have had a very, very good summer, and Craig Nicol also, a winner tomorrow.
Honourable Gent, the selection for Paddy then in the 3:35. Staying at Perth for his next pick, that's the 4:40 at Perth, a 2.5 mile handicap chase this time around. What do you like in there?
Well, I've gone for Donald McCain's horse here in Neffin Bay. I did respect the Fahy horse down the bottom, but back at this sort of trip, 2.5 mile, where he was just run out with over 3 mile at Hexham last time, so two completely different tracks. And to be honest, at Hexham, if he'd have been a little bit quicker on his feet at the last, I think he'd have won. He just got it all wrong. And Billy Garrity, who rode him that day, rides again tomorrow, just couldn't get him back up and reel the winner back in at Hexham. But, you know, he's dropping back in trip tomorrow around a quicker track. It's just a little bit of a negative for me. So I've gone with Neffin Bay. I mean, he knows his way around Perth. He's a course and distance winner. But more so than anything, he just seems to be a Scotland specialist. Donald McCain has campaigned his horse generally at all the Scottish tracks just recently. But he's done very, very well. He's won three of his last five runs, should I say. Brian Hughes, stable jockey, is on board again. I mean, look, he shares top weight here tomorrow with Tangalan, so, you know, he has got a fair bit of weight. But that said, he does know his way around Perth, and he'll be on the front end again. There is a bit of pace in this race, but, you know, I mean, I think he could be up to carrying this sort of way around. It's not a big field. There's one or two quirky characters in the race, Rear Admiral being one, who will travel around very well, and he'll be there. He'll be in the money, but doesn't find very much off the bridle. He's a real tricky horse to get right, and Sean Bowen will have to be at his best on him. But Neffin Bay is a lot more straightforward, very, very uncomplicated horse, and typical Donald McCain, he'll be on the front end even with 12 stone on his back, and expect a good run from this one again tomorrow at his favourite Perth track.
Neffin Bay, the selection in the 4:40. Thank you very much, Paddy.
All right, pal, no worries.
There you go then, the thoughts of Paddy Aspel on Sunday's racing. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Paddy will be in the studio, and he'll be joined by James Millman and Rory Delaghi. Perth, Southwell and Stratford will be the focus, so do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.